Have you ever wondered why managing emotions feels so difficult when it seems like everyone else has it figured out? The truth is, most of us never received formal education in emotional resilience. We learn calculus and literature, but rarely how our minds actually work. Our emotions aren't random forces that happen to us. They're constructed experiences with identifiable components. When you feel anxious before a presentation, it's not just nerves. It's a symphony of physical sensations, racing heart, thoughts, I'll mess up, and interpretations of those elements working together. This interconnectedness offers multiple entry points for intervention. When caught in a downward spiral, you might target the physical component through deep breathing, challenge negative thoughts, or engage in activities that typically bring joy. Each approach can disrupt the cycle. Consider how differently you experience a racing heart before giving a presentation versus before riding a roller coaster. The physical sensation is identical, but the meaning you assign creates entirely different emotional experiences: anxiety in one case, excitement in the other. Understanding emotions as constructed rather than inflicted transforms you from a passive recipient of feelings to an active participant in your emotional life. This perspective doesn't eliminate difficult emotions, but gives you tools to work with them effectively, creating space between stimulus and response where your choices live. Our minds excel at pattern recognition, but this strength becomes a weakness when we fall into cognitive distortions, mental shortcuts that unconsciously color our experiences. Mind reading leads us to assume others' thoughts, usually negatively. When your boss looks serious during your presentation, you might conclude, "She hates my ideas," when she could simply be concentrating. Overgeneralization turns single events into supposed life patterns, like interpreting one unsuccessful date as proof you'll always be alone. The mental filter screens information to confirm negative beliefs, making you fixate on one criticism while ignoring multiple compliments. All-or-nothing thinking splits experience into extreme success or failure, missing the nuanced middle ground where most growth happens. You're either brilliant or failing, with no room for partial victories or steady progress. While these cognitive traps are natural to human thinking, awareness is the first step to freedom. Simply recognizing and labeling them, "There's my mind catastrophizing again," creates enough distance to consider alternative perspectives. Like realizing you're watching a horror movie in a theater, metacognition, observing your own thinking, creates a vital shift in perspective. Without this skill, we experience every thought as absolute truth. With it, we recognize thoughts as passing mental events, not necessarily reflecting reality. This distance isn't natural because evolution wired us to treat thoughts as accurate representations for survival. The brain that assumed danger, even incorrectly, survived more often. Today, this wiring causes suffering when we treat anxious thoughts like real threats. A thought about failing a presentation triggers the same stress response as physical danger. Mindfulness meditation trains metacognition, teaching us to notice thoughts without immediately believing them. This proves especially valuable during rumination cycles. Simple techniques like saying stop aloud or physical movement can interrupt these cycles. The goal isn't to eliminate negative thoughts, but to hold them lightly, seeing them as temporary mental events rather than absolute truths. We often seek complex solutions to mental health challenges while overlooking the fundamentals: sleep, nutrition, exercise, routine, and human connection. These basics may not be glamorous, but they're essential for well-being. Sleep quality significantly affects mental health, with deprivation amplifying negative emotions. Create optimal sleep conditions through reduced screen time, consistent schedules, and calming pre-sleep routines. Exercise functions as a natural antidepressant by boosting dopamine. Prioritize consistency over intensity. Regular walks offer more benefits than sporadic, intense workouts. Daily routines provide stability through predictable activities and meals. human connection protects against stress and depression. While mental health struggles can trigger isolation, maintaining connections, even through simple texts or brief walks, provides crucial support. These fundamentals create the essential foundation for healing, much like a plant needs basic nutrients before it can flourish. The common belief that motivation must precede action is a myth that leads to procrastination. In reality, motivation follows action, not the other way around. The neurochemical rewards of progress generate motivation after we begin, which explains why starting is often the hardest part of any task. Rather than waiting to feel motivated, focus on taking small, initial actions regardless of your feelings. This principle is especially relevant for depression, where avoiding previously enjoyable activities can create a downward spiral. Begin with minimal, viable actions that seem almost trivial, putting on workout clothes, writing a single sentence, or stepping outside for 1 minute. These micro-commitments bypass resistance while building momentum. Motivation is a skill to be cultivated through consistent practice, not a feeling to await. By regularly acting despite resistance, you strengthen neural pathways that make initiating action easier over time. The gap between intention and action narrows through practice, not through waiting for motivation to strike. Anxiety tricks us into believing avoidance will eliminate fears. While stepping away from triggers provides immediate relief, this temporary comfort reinforces anxiety's grip through negative reinforcement. Avoiding anxiety-inducing situations prevents us from disproving our fears. Safety behaviors, like clutching objects to hide nervous symptoms, only reinforce the belief that these protective measures are necessary. The solution lies in facing anxiety-provoking situations without escape routes or safety behaviors. This exposure helps anxiety naturally subside, challenges catastrophic thinking, and builds resilience. Anxiety isn't an enemy, but an overactive guardian, an evolutionary response better suited for physical threats than social situations. Acknowledge its protective intent while deciding which warnings merit action. The pursuit of constant happiness is a modern misconception. Life naturally includes all emotions, and expecting perpetual positivity turns normal emotional fluctuations into perceived failures. Social media amplifies this by showcasing curated highlights of others' lives, creating a happiness arms race where authenticity is sacrificed for performative positivity. Research shows that directly pursuing happiness often reduces it, while meaning and engagement lead to deeper well-being. Meaning emerges from connecting to something larger than yourself through relationships, creative expression, spiritual practice, or contributing to causes. As Viktor Frankl noted, people can endure suffering if they find meaning in it, while comfortable lives feel empty without purpose. Values serve as a compass for finding meaning amid complexity. Unlike goals, values represent ongoing directions, qualities like kindness, courage, creativity, and connection that guide choices regardless of circumstances. Meaning exists in how you engage with life through small acts of kindness, genuine connections, and value-aligned choices. The journey toward better mental health isn't linear. What matters is taking consistent small steps forward, knowing that persistence creates meaningful change over time.